Hey, what's up, everybody? It's the Butch Guru. Yeah, I know. It's been since January, February, March, April, May the 21st or something like that since the last podcast. We suck. So let me just give you a little update on a few things that have been going on. The Sundance Chick and myself have decided to pursue other endeavors, and therefore the podcast has kind of fallen to the wayside a bit, and that's going to change in a couple of ways. So if anybody remembers back to podcast number one or podcast number two, I'm actually in my truck and working and doing a podcast, and so you'll hear beeping and truck and maybe noise, and maybe the sound quality won't be that great from time to time, but we're gonna get this back on track. So to fill you in, I got a motorcycle, and I've had motorcycles in the past ever since I was a little kid, but I got rid of one that I had a couple years ago, and you know, that's kind of like, it's one of those things, if you've ever ridden or you do ride, you get it. It's just one of those things that's kind of in you, you know. And so I decided that the reason I gotten rid of my old bike was a couple reasons. It was too fast, and I was a little too stupid to respect that at the time. So number one, and number two, I was a little scared of getting killed, which is a realistic fear, considering people don't look for you as much, or they can't, you're not as easily seen maybe. But I decided that a few things happened, and people that are my age getting sick, and you know, having illnesses falling upon them, cancer and passing away, and just a lot of stuff made me be like, I'm not going to live in fear of things. I'm just going to take the precautions I can to be as safe as possible, and I'm going to have fun. So everybody that knows me knows I've been riding a motorcycle ever since most people have known me. That's just, I've always had a motorcycle. So that craving didn't go away. It's kind of like that chick you never got over, you know. And so I went back to her, and so I got a motorcycle, and a lot of the time on the weekends that I would be doing podcasts is now spent riding the motorcycle. I know that that's kind of sad for the people that like to listen to the podcast. We've gotten a whole bunch of emails. I'm sorry, we're going to be on top of it. It just might not always be with the Sundance Chick, because she has decided to pursue one of her passions too, and that's dancing. She's a West Coast swing dancer, the Sundance Chick. That's how she got the name. If not, everybody's not familiar with that. West Coast swing is a form of ballroom dancing. If you're not familiar with it, just Google West Coast swing or YouTube West Coast swing and see what it looks like. She started doing that, and she plans on competing, and hopefully competing professionally. She's pretty good. So that's been going on, and so with her having that and me having the motorcycle, and then you know, you still got regular life, the podcast has not been the number one priority. However, having said that, I love the podcast almost as much as I love the motorcycle, so I'm gonna, you know, try to prioritize my time and make the podcast a little more of a priority than I have been, and maybe not ride for 5 hours, instead ride for maybe 3 hours, and then dedicate a little more time to the podcast, because you guys have been following us, and some of you from the beginning, and that's not fair to just be like, okay, I'm done, and not explain and or, you know, pick back up and continue. So I'm going to pick back up and continue. I hope that I haven't lost too many listeners, and we can move forward. Hopefully I'll be able to keep this up weekly. Like I said, sometimes it'll just be me. Sorry, you don't get I know that the dynamic between the Sundance Chick and myself is kind of what makes the podcast, but I have a pretty good dynamic myself. Come on. So that's kind of where we stand. I think I'm going to try to do the podcast when I have a lot of time to drive. I'm going, you know, wherever I may be going that's going to take me longer to get there, I can utilize that time, you know, to get a podcast in there. And so hopefully this could be fillers when the Sundance Chick isn't around. But I know that we're probably going to be doing a podcast pretty soon, maybe this weekend, but I'm not positive. So I wanted to go ahead and drop this so that at least everybody has an explanation or understands, or, you know, kind of gets what's going on. It's not anything major. The Sundance Chick and myself are still together. I know that that's been a question. Listen, we've been together 10 years. We love each other. We are more in love with each other every day. So that you guys can be rest assured that that relationship is solid and, you know, there are no issues. It's just, you know, time is spent at other places. But we're going to make sure that we try to get together and do this podcast at least together once a month, if not more than that. And I really am going to try to get together with people that, you know, are in my inner circle, possibly people outside of that, and do some interviews and, you know, just about random stuff or whatever. So, thanks for going on the journey. It's been, let's see, we started this in 2009, right? Yeah, it's been 3 years, 9, 10, 11, 12. And we haven't done that many episodes, so we're going to try to stay on top of it. I know that we have said that in the past and haven't exactly been great at it, so I can't promise we'll be great at it in the future, but we're not going to stop doing these. They're always going to be free, you know, and, you know, donations will help keep the podcast going too, or there's a wish list on Amazon, or you can go to our website, thebutchguru.co, and there are links there on ways to help out the podcast, because this isn't, you know, we have to pay for bandwidth, we have to pay for the service provider, you know, it's a lot of stuff that we pay for out of our pocket so that you guys can enjoy it. If you enjoy it, you have a little extra cash to donate, or you want to buy something for the studio, you know, that would be greatly appreciated. So go to the website and check that out. So lately, aside from it being hot as piss, we live in Alabama. It's been like 100 degrees, which is a normal summer. I'm not complaining. I don't like the winter. I appreciate the summer. I would rather it be hot. However, when it's 100 degrees, I can't ride the motorcycle. It's too hot to ride the motorcycle 100 degrees. Like, I have to get up. When we go ride the motorcycle, we get up at like 5 and leave the house about 5:30 and, you know, go ride until about 10 or 11 and then go take care of all the obligations that we have lined up for the weekend, which generally we stay pretty busy. But anyway, what was I saying? Oh, so lately I've been talking about, I don't even know where I was going with all this. Something about hot, besides it being hot. I don't know. But it is hot. Oh, I know where I was going. Like, being stinky. Alright, listen. Here's the thing, okay? And if you want to be hippie or whatever, and you don't want to, you know, wear deodorants, or you don't want to, you know, contaminate your body with antiperspirants, because it does, you know, stops the glands from producing sweat. You don't want to violate your body, or, you know, if you're one of those people, or if you're just this is the thing I'm saying. All right, a couple of things, and maybe even the Sundance and Chick and I'll talk about this, because we've talked about this before. There's a couple of things. You should shower every day, okay? Like, I'm not telling you you have to, or that, you know, I've never, there's been times that I didn't shower every day, but when I say shower every day, I mean, like, if you're gonna leave the house and go out in public and be around other people, and that doesn't count Walmart. Who hasn't went to Walmart without taking a shower? Whatever, it's Walmart. But if you're going to a setting or work, like, for example, work is a perfect example, okay? And we probably even talked about this before. But there's a couple of things. People can tell that you haven't showered, even if you think they have. And you kind of smell different, okay? When I say you smell different, I'm not even saying you stink, but everybody has to know that when you go to bed, or even if you take a shower the night before, and you go to bed, and you get up the next day, you smell like sleep. Everybody knows what that smells like. It's stinky. Like, and not in a, like, body odor, but in a simmering, hot, like, your breath kind of way. You know, if your breath stinks like that in the morning, like, the rest of your body has some kind of something like that, too. So, my suggestion is, skip the night shower or whatever, or take a shower at night, get up the next morning, take a shower. Also been brought to my attention that girls don't wash their hair every day. What? Like, though, I guess, I'm not even sure how this works. I guess you take a shower. You might even take a shower every day, but you don't wash your hair every day because of it's bad for your hair, or, well, it's bad for other people if you don't, because your hair gets that same stinky smell that your body does, especially if you don't wash it for 2 or 3 days. Even if you, like, spray stuff in it, you still have that I slept on my head for 3 days smell. So, maybe you can still wash it, and if it damages it, maybe you can do some kind of treatment to it. I don't know. It's just a suggestion. And yeah, I'm kind of a clean freak when it comes to like that. Ever since I was little, my mom said I'd go outside and play, and then I would immediately have to come in and wash my hands. Or this was not from her imposing this on me. This is just how I was. I always had to be clean. You know, I'd go outside and play, and had to come in and take a bath and put on clean clothes. Just always been like that. I don't know why. So maybe I'm a little to the extreme. But maybe that's just my standard, and that's just, but I don't wonder if anybody else feels this way. Do you think? And you know, like, yeah, Lori and I have been, you know, it's been a Sunday, we went, you know, hung out Saturday night or whatever, got up Sunday and laid around the house and was like, fuck it, and didn't take a shower. Okay, yeah, I'm not saying we never do that. And I don't mind that, because that's me and her, we're not with anybody, you know, I know how she smells when she wakes up, she knows how I smell, you know, it's whatever. We've been together for a long time, so that's not even a big deal for us. But when you have to be around other people, it does make me judge you a little bit, I'm going to be honest. A little bit. I mean, it's not going to make me stop being your friend or anything like that if you're not, you know, clean and showered. But there's some people that I know or that I see, and they never seem clean or showered when I see them. You know, and never smell good. Okay, which brings me to my second part. All right, dudes out there listening, I could tell you this from numerous chicks that I've dated will confirm this, but I could tell you this from experience from those girls, that a good smelling cologne is almost as good as sex to them. So if you're not wearing cologne, don't let it be Axe. Not that there's anything wrong with Axe body spray, but it has a different smell. Go out, spend, you know, 50, 60 bucks on a good bottle of cologne. Give yourself about 4 squirts around the neck area, 4 to 5 squirts around the neck area, and, you know, maybe a spray on the chest, shirt, whatever. And then that'll stay with you all day. Even if you're not fresh smelling at 3, your cologne will linger still, even if you can't smell it anymore. And the girls like that. And they always think you're clean. So even if you take a shower in the morning and you're not putting cologne on, then you could be clean, but and you look clean and smell clean, that's all good. But if you just add that little extra bit of cologne, it'll drive the girls crazy. I'm telling you, I'm not the best looking, not the best looking person. You know, I'm the 80-20 rule. I'm in the 80, whatever, if you remember my 80-20 rule. I'm average, okay? But I will tell you this, I've pulled my fair share of better than average girls. Let's just say I'm probably like a 5, okay? And I usually pull 8 or 9 girls, honestly. Not anymore, because I'm married, but I'm married to 10, so, you know, I must be doing something right. So you should listen to my advice, alright? You gotta be funny, you gotta smell good, You gotta be nice. It's easy, right? Seems like it. Some of y'all are missing the smell good boat. So go out and get you some good cologne. Now I'm gonna give you some suggestions. My three go-tos of cologne that smells good, the chicks like, and mixes with almost everybody's, you know, body chemistry. But I would say try it out first and see. You got Curve. That's been around for a long time. That's the one. That's my daily wear. That's what I call it, my daily wear. You could get a big bottle of Curve at Sam's for like $35. That's just my daily wear. Two reasons. The girls really do love it. I get more compliments on Curve than I do anything else I wear. Number one. Number two, it smells fresh and clean. Because you don't want to go, like, you don't want to wear a cologne that overpowers, like, perfume. You don't want to wear a cologne that says, you know, I'm wearing Old Spice or, you know, like, it's so, that stuff's so strong. You want something subtle, but that smells clean. So, all right, that's Curve. That's my daily wear. That's what I suggest you just wear to work. You know, it's something simple, it smells good, it's clean, and the girls like it, alright? Then, my other one, if I can find it, I usually have to order it, is Swiss Army. It's along that same line, has a good clean smell, and it could be a daily wear. Not as easy to find, sometimes you gotta find it online. I think they have it at the department stores, but whatever. Swiss Army Original, okay? So, Curve Original, Swiss Army Original, and then my third, and this is what I wear out when I go on dates with Lori, because this is her favorite cologne, Acqua di Gio, or Acqua di Gio, if you will, if you want to say it the right way, or Acqua di Gio, I don't know, I have to ask some of my, I think that's French, so maybe some of my French speaking friends, Melanie, can tell me how you say Acqua di Gio, maybe that's right. I don't know. Anyway, so Acqua di Gio is the country way to say it. So if you're in the country, if you're in California with Uncle Frank, it's Acqua di Gio. Anyway, either way, that's my date cologne. Okay, so if I'm going out with a date with Lori, going, you know, out with her to hang out with friends, whatever, that's what I wear for her. For work, Curve, and what did I say? Curve and Swiss Army. You can pick something different, but pick it clean, make something that smells clean. You gotta let go of the old Polo, the Polo green, the regular old Polo like that. Cool Water, you gotta let that go. Well, Cool Water might be alright. It has kind of a clean smell, but CK1, that's all gone. I used to wear that in high school, so, you know, it was good then, but now, eh. And for the ladies, I'm not real sure about that. That's something, you know, that maybe Lori can help with, and maybe we will touch on it, and I could. But I think that's, like, maybe there's so many other perfumes, and there's a lot of other colognes. If you, those are just colognes that, if, starter colognes, okay? If you don't wear cologne, and you're like, well, shit, I don't fucking wear cologne. I'm doing my chick a disservice. Like, she would probably like it if I smelled good. Let me go out and buy some. Let me start with Curve. That's the one I'm telling you. Start with Curve. Two squirts on each side of the neck, one on the back, one on the chest. You're good, all right? Girls will go crazy. Your girlfriend probably even give you sex a little bit more. And if you're a butch girl, your girlfriend will definitely, and you're not, if you're a butch girl and you're not wearing cologne, ooh, fail. That's a big fail. Failed it for sure. Okay? That should be, like, if you're butch, you should put on some cologne. Okay? Done. No question about it. Alright, so that's my, listen, I've been around for a long time. You could take the advice or you can leave it. Whatever you want to do. Let's just say, I've been around for a long time, dated some hot chicks, married an even hotter chick, been there for 10 years. You probably want to listen to what I'm saying. Just saying. You know, unless you're like, you know, somebody that's listening that's already been married and got it all figured out. I'm sure that your wife or whatever would appreciate smell goods too. I'm just saying. Not sure. But, alright, so I'm going to end that topic because now I got to go do a little work. That was about 20 minutes. See? Easy. Another 20, 30 minutes. And I'll have a podcast. Hopefully you guys will be happy and not sad about the state of affairs that's happening. If I at least do this once a week, we'll be solid. So I'm going to, it's going to not even seem like I was gone, because obviously if I pause it and then come back and start talking. So I will be gone for a while, but it won't even seem like it. Like I said, It's not even going to seem like I've been anywhere, but it's been a while since I last talked. I actually forgot what I was even saying. But I'm pretty sure that I tried to end it on something that, something where it didn't need any more explanation. So, seeing as how I did that, a lot of things have transpired in the day, meaning I've looked at Facebook and Twitter and, you know, just to see what kind of banter's going on. And I'm going to, I'm just going to comment on this Chick-fil-A thing, this whole Chick-fil-A thing. And, you know, like, before that it was the JCPenney thing, and before that it was something else to do with gay rights. And, you know, here's my take on the Chick-fil-A thing, all right? And anything, and anybody else that has opposition to gay marriage, I'm fine with that. You know, it is a country where we have the freedom of speech, we have the freedom to decide what we want, and what we believe to be right, and, you know, whether that be agnostic, atheist, Christian, whatever it may be, everybody can believe differently, and I'm okay with Chick-fil-A's stance. They don't discriminate against me. They don't, I mean, they're not discriminating me when I, if I was to go there and, like, buy something. They're just saying that their belief is that they think that marriage is whatever they value, man and wife, and, you know, the yada yada yada. Everybody that opposes gay marriage, their argument is the same, that it's a sanctity. Well, you know what, I got, on that note, I will say this, that, you know what, if you've been divorced and you're opposed to gay marriage on the basis of, you know, we'll tarnish the sanctity of marriage, you do that quite well with all your divorces. So trust me that, you know, it can't be that. And you know, the whole thing is not, I don't think that it's that, you know, necessarily we want to, you know, have marriage. Because for all intents and purposes, Lori and I are married. I mean, we're together, we're in a relationship that we've been in for a while. We, you know, are monogamous. We don't disrespect one another. I mean, you know, it's just, it's a relationship that we value as much as any other person that can say they're married values a relationship, you know. So that's not, we haven't tarnished that anyway. But I digress. The thing is, you know, you just want the same civil liberties, you know, like Lori and I would like to be able to have the same tax breaks. We would like to be able to, you know, go into a hospital room because I'm her partner, I'm her spouse, instead of having to get a power of attorney. And, you know, it's just those things. It's not even, you know, because if my job offers same-sex benefits, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of places that offer same-sex partner benefits, yet the whole nation can't see it. You know, FedEx, that's another company that has same-sex benefits. The list goes on. I know that for a fact. So if all of these companies and these places can recognize those same civil liberties, why can't we have those same civil liberties as, you know, a productive member of society, a tax-paying citizen, you know, like, that's it. That's all. So as far as Chick-fil-A's stance on they don't believe in gay marriage, fine. That's fine. You know, I'm okay with that. And they're opposed. They can believe that. They can be opposed to how they think that, you know, people should act. You know, I mean, that's your choice as an American. That's what all of our soldiers fight for, is so that we can keep these civil liberties. And you know, to me, in my opinion, I think this is trivial bullshit. And if these government officials and all these people want to make this the big deal for the election, I think that we're in a sad state of affairs, honestly. I and my partner contribute just as much as a husband and a wife that are in a marriage together, you know. So we don't want your marriage, we don't want your word, your term, whatever, I don't care. We just want to be offered the same benefits, and that is what I can't even grasp the concept of. And I don't think that that's what Chick-fil-A is saying. Now, it's their choice, it's their company. I mean, get off of it. You know, JCPenney, they stood behind us. They stood behind Ellen. They, you know, when all these million moms, everybody's allowed to be opposed to things. Me, as a gay person, I'm opposed to a lot of shit. You know, there's a lot of stuff that I'm like, think is wrong, and I have my belief system, and you know what I mean? I mean, not, you know, I don't know if people remember this, but maybe 10 or 15 years ago, Cracker Barrel was in a big, they might even have a lawsuit about they were discriminating against hiring gay peoples, and they've, gay people, and they've since had a turnaround. So, I mean, I think this is mostly the trials and tribulations that happen when you're trying to make any progress. I mean, you know, in the 60s, with the African American people having to have, you know, they were fighting for the same kind of civil liberties. So this is a progression, sad as it may be in the year 2012, that we're still having to fight for those kind of civil liberties when they're recognized in countries like Canada, and it's proven that, you know, it's not that gay people are not some kind of outcast of in society. You know, so whatever. That's what I have to say. I get tired of seeing the shit on Facebook, and you know, like, I get tired of the back and forth. And if we took all that energy and spent it, redirected it in a positive, loving way, then you know that energy will just keep growing instead of it being all of this, you know, whatever. Who cares? People, like, you should be living your life and not worrying about what everybody else is doing, vice versa. You know what I mean? But it seems like everybody wants to have their hands in what everybody else is doing. And that's not a way to live, you know? And slowly, as I progress in my age and become more knowledgeable on things, and or maybe not even more knowledgeable, but I have a little more insight on things, I think. And, you know, I'm growing every day as a person. And I just feel like we need to love each other, and we need to, you know, spend our energy helping other people and concentrating on good things and, you know, nice gestures of you know, any of kindness. Just be nice to each other, you know? Like, I mean, if you see somebody on the side, Lori and I, perfect example, if you see somebody that looks like they might need help, stop and help them. Lori and I, the other day, we saw this lady. She was in the parking lot of a local retailer, and she had a flat, and she did not seem to be competent enough to change a tire. She was just kind of standing there looking at it like, what the hell, and holding the phone like somebody was trying to walk her through it. Well, I have a truck that has a jack, and I was a technician who could change a tire, and we stopped. You know, we helped the lady. It took us all of 10 minutes of our life, but you know what, maybe because of that, and she made several references to church, and I don't know if it was to let us know, but I don't think it was. It didn't seem like she was throwing it in our face, because I'm obviously gay. I mean, that's obvious. You can tell that I'm a girl that looks like a boy. I am a butch girl. So it's very, very apparent that I'm gay. But she was pretty nice, you know, and said, I mean, very appreciative, very nice, and just was making comments like she thinks that she there's been construction going on at church, and she thinks that she probably picked it up there, and that, you know, and there was another reference to church. But it was never a throw it in my face, you know. But having said that, maybe this lady, who was super religious, obviously, will have a different opinion of gay people now. I mean, we weren't holding hands and kissing each other and being all over, but it was apparent that we were a couple, and that we were, you know, we stopped and did a good deed that maybe she'll tell people and change her opinion. And you know what? Maybe people just aren't exposed to gay people. Maybe people don't know gay people, and that's why we aren't accepted by some people. So maybe if you try to go out and be a little bit nicer, a little bit more, you know, inviting in things that you do, maybe you can make a difference. Maybe you can start to change things. Maybe that's how you can do it on a local level, instead of, you know, instead of being those people, the lesbians or gays or whatever, that are like, you know, man-hating lesbians and can't stand these people and breeders this and breeders that. Why? Why do we have that? Let's stop that. You know what I mean? Let's stop that and just all try to get along. And, you know, if somebody treats you unkindly or somebody is discriminatory towards you, then you have the option to be the bigger person, smile, walk away, do whatever. You know, I mean, you don't have to put out there that we're aggressive and can't control ourselves. So that's my advice as far as, or that's my opinion on the whole Chick-fil-A thing. Does it make me feel good to spend money there? No. I mean, of course not. It doesn't make me feel good to spend money there. But God, they make good chicken sandwich. If I want a chicken sandwich, I'm going to go buy a chicken sandwich. I'm sorry. If it's Chick-fil-A I want it from, I'm going to go buy it from there. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not attached to boycotting somebody that has an opinion that's different than mine. If so, I probably wouldn't go anywhere, you know? So, anyway, on to something else, anything else. It's towards the end of the month, and for work, that means it's crazy. I got deadlines and, you know, budgets to meet and customers to see and, you know, to wrap up the month and then start over. And so it's a pretty busy time for me, but here I am just doing nothing else anyway, driving around. I might as well talk to myself in the truck. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, right? I mean, it's a nice way to do a podcast. Has anybody seen those new Volkswagen Bugs, the Beetles, the old Beetles? They brought them back 10 years ago or whatever, and then now they're out again, and they've streamlined them, and they look like, to me, they kind of look like those Saabs, those bubble-looking Saabs. They look like that now, if you don't know what I'm talking about. Google it. Look it up. There's no reason to not know anything anymore. Don't call me or text me or don't ask me a question when you have a phone in your hand or the computer at your fingertips. And like, if you are calling or texting me to ask me, hey, what time is the game, I'm not even going to reply. If you're texting me to ask me what the definition of dog is, not even going to reply. Not that you should know what a dog is, but you get my point. I'm not even going to reply because it's 2012. Almost everybody you know has a smartphone, and if they don't have a smartphone, they have access to one or they have a computer of some sort. So you should be able to find anything you want to find on the internet. Anything. So anyway, back to the Volkswagen Beetles. They're supposed to be like, now they've added, well, they've always had turbo, but they've made them look more like the little, like stretched them out just a little bit, made them a little more, I guess, man friendly, so it doesn't look like a chick car, because the target or the demographic that was buying these vehicles were all mostly female. So this is their new thing, and I mean, to me, it still kind of looks like a chick car. And I don't know if you can shake that, I don't know if you can shake that reputation as being a chick car after you made the option with the flower rims and the flower inside. And to me, like, it's always gonna, like, I'm gonna always look at that, the recent Volkswagen models, and think they're chick vehicles. I mean, they're chick cars. But we'll see. I did just pass a dude driving one. That's what made me think about it. But anyway, so hopefully this will satisfy you guys's urge to have a new podcast. And like I said, if you don't remember how the podcast started out, it did start out as just me without the Sundance chick, but then she joined me on a few podcasts, and the dynamic was as it is in real life, but ended up doing good for the podcast. So it was good with just me too, but I do have more, it is more fun to like bounce conversations off of people. It's like, after a while, I think that if I did it like this every time, or if I didn't have other people, that this podcast wouldn't be what it is. You know what I mean? Like, it just wouldn't be the same if every week I just got on here and talked. That would be weird. But I'm doing that now, so, but only because I want to give you guys something and an explanation of what's going on, and hopefully I will be a little more diligent about the podcast and, you know, try to stay on top of it, and when there's a lull, or we can't do a podcast together, or I can't find any, or I haven't, more like, not that I can't find anybody to do the podcast with me, more like I haven't really gotten off my ass and asked anybody to do the podcast with me. So, that coupled with the motorcycle and the, you know, whatever. But, so, you may still hear me. Why do people drive so slow? Why do you get in the, like, why do you get in the oh my God. Why do you get in the fast lane and then drive very slow because you're going to turn? And, oh, I drive all day, so it usually, my road rage, as it will be, is like just lasts for 2 seconds. I'd really, it'll make me mad for, you know, a minute, and I'll holler and be like, "What is this asshole doing?" You know, I'm passing the Volkswagen place, and they're pulling in with those Volkswagens. They do kind of look a little cooler. You should look them up, but they're still chick cars. But anyway, back to road rage. I really don't have road rage. However, it's frustrating sometimes the way that these people drive. I see people texting. I see that all the time. I really want to, like honk at them and do my finger, like, in a no-no. Why are you texting and driving? I have to be on the road with you, you idiot. You know, but, you know, I'm not the police. And, you know, you just, you have to walk through life sometimes and turn a blind eye to things because, I mean, what's it going to accomplish if I do that? I don't have any kind of authority. I don't have any power. You know, it's going to either take her getting them, I'm not just going to say her, but because I've seen dudes doing it too. It's going to, there was just a chick that was the most recent one. But it's going to either take something devastating happening to them, happening to one of their friends, or, you know, somebody they know, or get a ticket or something. Whichever. I hope it's a ticket or something, because nobody deserves to get hurt because you're too busy looking at Facebook or checking your messages. And I'm guilty of it. I've done it a lot. I have done it a lot in the past, but our company passed a policy that we can't use our phones in the car, so, or in our vehicle, unless we're, you know, pulled over or stopped. So I don't do that anymore because that's not worth losing my job over. At all. And it can wait. You know what I mean? So I don't really do that anymore, thanks to my job, and it's safer. And I mean, when I did it, I was just as guilty. And I know everybody's done it. You're all just as guilty. You know, it didn't, the cell phone, the texting became popular in Facebook. And, you know, when all this stuff came about, it was just a little different, you know. They didn't have all the nobody was texting this stuff. So when all the texting and everything came about in Facebook, nobody realized how dangerous it was to do it while you were driving, and how unattentive you would be if you were doing it. So now that everybody realizes it and companies realize it, there have been, you know, steps implemented to protect everybody's safety. But it's just like any other laws or anything that's in order. People are going to speed, people are still going to text, people are going to drink and drive, you know what I mean? Like, people are going to do the things they're going to do, whether it's illegal or not. It just kind of, I think, gives people a ground to stand on, and you can't claim you didn't know, or, you know, you'll be responsible for your negligence, in a sense, I guess. But anyway, I think that's it, and hopefully this will continue, and we won't let you down again, and we'll be able to keep this going. But I'm not making any promises. Come on now. Like, I'll try to live in the moment, and if the moment calls me to do something, I'm going to go do it. I'm sorry. I apologize, but I'm not apologetic for the things that I do. I'm just apologize that you guys are fucking waiting on a podcast that hasn't happened for 3 months because things come up and we can't stop. But I'm going to try to do better. Anyway, so we're still on Stitcher. Yep, check us out. If you have a smartphone, it can be a Droid, it can be a Windows phone, it can be an iPhone, whichever you have, whichever, you can have tablets, computers, whatever, Stitcher, put the Stitcher app on your phone, and when you do, you can listen to podcasts. You can put our podcast on your Stitcher app, and you can listen to it whenever. It just streams. It's there. As soon as I put a new podcast up, bam, it'll be on your Stitcher. If you have iTunes, it takes a day or two, but you could refresh it and it'll be right there. I don't know if you people know that, but if you're waiting on a podcast, you know it's out, but it's somehow not coming up on your iTunes. In the bottom right corner, there's a little refresh button over there. If you hit refresh on the podcast page, it'll bring up the most current podcast, even if it hasn't, even if it's not on there yet. It just may not have refreshed the server yet. So anyway, you can do that. Or you can listen to it directly on Podomatic. That's who carries the podcast. That's who we pay. That's who we pay our bandwidth stuff to, so that, you know, you guys can listen. Because for us to put the podcast up, and the more people that listen to it and stuff, the traffic, and the more bandwidth it takes to keep that podcast, like keep them saved and that kind of stuff. So we pay for that, and your donations also help. So you can listen to there. You can go through the butchguru.co and get to anything that we do. YouTube appearances, I guess. Anything that, golly, I forgot. I got construction all over town. And I went the wrong way, and now I'm going to be stuck in traffic, unless I turn around, which I might do, because, little known fact about the Butch Guru, I do not like to sit in traffic, especially when it's like a two-lane road. So, if it's a four-lane, it usually moves pretty quick. If it's a two-lane and there's an accident anywhere on that road you may not be aware of, you're going to be stuck sitting in that traffic for days because there's no other way to route it. There's no other way around it. There's no way to get around until they can clear that accident up. And because of that, you're stuck. You're stuck sitting there. So, when I see traffic's backed up and I'm on a two-lane road, I'm finding the first place I can turn around and I'm going to find another route because I do not like to sit. I would rather drive 8 miles, 10 miles out of my way than sit for that 30 minutes in the vehicle. Drives me I can't sit still. Drives me crazy. So, just turned around. I'll find another way. But anyway, as I was saying, 828-35-BUTCH is still the phone number. You can email us. You can go to the website. It will take you to our email address. If you have anything you want me or us to discuss, any guests you'd like to hear us talk to on the podcast, I could get in touch with them. And of course, we'll be either Skype or FaceTime or a telephone conversation. That's fine. I'll be happy to get in touch with people and put them on the podcast. See how this grows and how it goes, and hopefully no more toys will distract me, but I can't promise that. I'm a big kid. I'm a 40-year-old, 13-year-old adolescent boy, so I get distracted by toys. What can I say? But thanks for listening, and I think the Sundance Chick and I are going to do one this weekend for sure. I think she's got some stuff she wants to talk about. So hopefully check back this weekend, or check back next week, actually, because it'll probably be up then. And hopefully there'll be a new podcast up. Like I said, if you just get the Stitcher app, you don't even have to worry about when it comes out, because it'll just be there. And you can just be like, let's see if the Butch Guru podcast, oh, it's new. Yes. I know, I have the same feeling when people do podcasts. I have a whole list of podcasts that I listen to on Stitcher. And, How Stuff Works, and all kind of Joe Rogan Experience, Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank. Like, I listen to a lot of podcasts throughout the day. but I also listen to some audiobooks and stuff like that. So, you know, I just mix it up a little bit. And music. I love music. I don't leave that out, but, you know, you can only listen to the same music so much. You can't listen to it every day. So that's when I fill it in with the podcast. All right, that's enough rambling, because that's all I'm doing. Talk to you guys later. Hope everything's cool. Hope everybody's enjoying their summer. And I'm out of here.